Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for April 6th to April 13th and beyond.
There are no major changes in the zodiac this week, but planetary energies are intensifying and therefore more likely to produce events.
Venus will be conjunct Neptune on Friday, April 11th at 12 degrees of Aquarius, the planet of romance, agreement, sociability, guidance, pleasures, and finance, combines its energy with the planet of empathy, dreams, fantasies, imaginations, illusions, and deception in the sign of social revolution.
The results are infatuations, indulgence, false impressions, misleading advice, rose-colored glasses scenarios, and so on, but also the potential for creative art, social idealism, devotion, and care for the disadvantaged.
Venus in Aquarius is the planet of love and the sign of social causes. Neptune adds a good dose of delusional idealism. So this powers up social revolutionaries and reformists of all stripes.
Venus is also the planet of agreements and treaties. And there was plenty of that going on last week.
But added in with Neptune's fantasies, we can't expect much in the way of rational compromises.
Mercury is now in Pisces and is closing in on Uranus, combining the energy of the planet of rational thought, ideas, and reasons with the energy of the planet of sudden events, independence, and inspiration leads to radical thinking.
It can also be pretty exciting, especially for the media, another signification of Mercury.
So we can expect all sorts of odd, unexpected, shocking news stories during the coming week.
There have already been a few, like the court case brought by the family of an 80-year-old woman who had suffered a heart attack, was declared dead, and placed in the morgue. Then, when staff went to retrieve the body, they found evidence that she had probably still been alive when she was placed in the body bag.
Oh, baby. Huh. Or, how about Stephen Colbert being tapped as David Letterman's replacement for The Tonight Show? What a change that would be.
Oh, certainly. And as we continue to track the movement of retrograde Mars, please note that by the end of this week, Mars will be within 3 degrees of exact opposition with the Uranus-Mercury conjunction.
Yeah, and this would indicate some new development, some sort of surprising news.
In fact, next Sunday, April 13th, a nearly full moon will be conjunct Mars.
This is a classic astrological setup for an event. The volatile energy pattern of a nearly exact Mars-Uranus opposition gets boosted by the moon, and with Mercury playing a part as well.
The exact conjunction of the moon with Mars will actually be during the early hours of Monday morning, but we could see some effects generated as soon as the moon enters Virgo, which will be Saturday afternoon.
And that makes the whole weekend primed for events.
Any guesses on how this could manifest as?
Well, in the USA chart, it's the 10th house, 4th house axis that is on the receiving end of the energy, along with the USA natal Saturn, which gets caught up in the middle.
So that would mean the country's lands, the 4th house, are being threatened. Sounds like a violent event courtesy of Mother Nature. More hailstorms, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, cats and dogs, the usual suspects.
Yeah, it could also take place as an event associated with the 10th house of the country's chart. That would be the leadership of the country. Note that the combination of Mars plus Mercury, jacked up by Uranus, has a high potential for explosive communications, such as uncontrolled anger.
Gee, sounds like it will be a really exciting week, and we'll have lots to report on for our next show.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com, and now on to segment 3 of this week's show.